We've seen pictures of the Syrian civil war and of its many victims. But viewed from here, the tragedy can feel at a distant remove. But what if you were immersed in it? What if you could feel like you were walking down a ravaged Syrian street without leaving the United States? Well, that is what happens when you watch the movie Welcome to Aleppo.
For those whose hearts can never forget, and those who hold hope, we see a coming dawn. We wait for a liberated and peaceful home once again. Welcome to Aleppo.
Welcome to Aleppo is a virtual reality short documentary. Its makers call it the first ever true war zone VR experience. Christian Stephen is a journalist with Riot, a California-based news and activism group. He made the film and joins us. Welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So what made you decide to make Welcome to Aleppo as a virtual reality film?
Well, you know, I've been covering conflict for a few years now. And, you know, for each one, there's always the challenge for the filmmaker or journalist or videographer to sort of bring something new to the story. And unfortunately, with the Syrian civil war, it's almost exhausted by 4 years of, you know, drawn out brutality and an inability for us to find a new way to breathe life into the lungs of the story. So I thought, if, you know, virtual reality really is the brave new world, the new frontier, why not use it for something important?
Now, when viewers actually experience the film, they have to wear like virtual reality gear, right, in order to get that immersive experience.
Well, that's the funny thing. You know, when I left to travel to Syria, that was the case. And it's a testament to sort of the breakneck speed and velocity of where this technology is going that by the time I got back, you can actually scroll around on YouTube or use it on your phone, etc. So, you know, with every passing day, the virtual reality framework for watching these things changes. So it's less of a cumbersome experience to view it, and it's much more streamlined now.
Yeah. But the truth is, in order for it to be truly immersive, you sort of have to have it be that 360 all-encompassing way of watching it. And for people who do that, though, what is it that they see in your film?
For those wearing the goggles, it's a... You know, the word heard the most is haunting. You know, for all of the coverage that it's had so far, it's usually running and shooting and tanks and people screaming and crying and refugees, etc. But funny enough, the hardest thing to communicate about war itself is the eerie silence and the complete lack of human being within war, you know?
Yeah, in fact, I mean, in the film, there are these very quiet shots of just buildings that have been shelled out of existence, basically. They're just empty corpses of what was once the infrastructure of the city. And then, of course, also what they show is what's not there in many, many parts of Aleppo, which is people. I mean, we've got a clip from Welcome to Aleppo, so let's listen to that.
A few years ago, these streets were filled with 2 million of my people. We were a great city before the war. These were our streets, our markets, our homes.
But now they're basically just nothing. I mean, how is that what most of Aleppo looks like?
You know, that's the thing. I mean, the virtual reality itself, it's quite a cumbersome setup. And so getting a few shots is actually more difficult. I mean, it is eerie and quiet and haunting within the film and the edit, but to be perfectly honest, I mean, trying to get those shots was an absolute nightmare because there is a complete vacuum of civilian life. However, the rooftops are crawling with regime and rebel snipers and various brigades from the Free Syrian Army and the Islamic brigades. And so it's not for lack of excitement or activity, but the truth of the city is that there is no longer sort of a heartbeat in it.
Well, tell us a little bit more about then, I mean, how you got in, what kind of gear you had to carry, because I imagine that obviously Syria is a terrifically dangerous place. So what was it like getting in?
Well, I had a very rough extraction from Aleppo, so I can't say too much about what surrounds that, but it is incredibly difficult to get in and out. In brief, it's actually much better not to notify the authorities that you are going in because one phone call goes to the countless gangs that roam the border and they will sell you happily for $50,000 to $1 million to local, you know, ISIS gangs, which will sell you on once more and then once more and then once more, which puts you in limbo and then probably dead in a year or two. So getting in and out is sort of an exercise in stealth and being clandestine. But, you know, traveling within the Aleppo city limits is absurd because the main road in is constantly bombarded by Assad's airstrikes. And then once you get into the city, you have barrel bombs and snipers and what they call hellfire cannons, which are basically just propane gas tanks that are thrown, you know, blindly into civilian areas or what used to be civilian areas. So you put all of that together into a bit of a vicious cocktail, and then you try setting up a 3D printed gimbal with 6 GoPros on it, and you have to leave it for 2 minutes to capture the virtual reality footage. So unfortunately, because it's such an odd looking creature, the technology, it looks like you're trying to set up a bomb and leave it in the middle of a street. Therefore, you are hunted.
So can you tell us more about some things that happened to you? I imagine you had a lot of close calls.
You know, I had more close calls in those 3-4 days than I have in months, to be perfectly honest. And we've done front lines in Iraq. We were there in the Gaza airstrike war, Central African Republic militias, etc. And I have never felt such sort of internal bone-crushing terror as being inside Aleppo. So it just goes to show that no matter how desensitized you are, there's always room for more to fall.
So if I may ask, the documentary Welcome to Aleppo, it is a virtual reality experience, as we've been talking about.
Yes.
But if it's also short, right? It's just 3 minutes or so. In a way, I was wanting very much more after I watched it. Why is it so short?
It's short because I wanted it to be bite-sized enough to be remembered. You know, because if it's a 15 or 30 minute virtual reality experience, people aren't going to sit down and look around for that long. However, if I can inject 3 minutes of, you know, haunting, eerie, ghoul like ghost town truth, then I've done my job.
Well, finally, I should ask about the organization that you worked with to make this film, Riot News, because it's, you know, it's not a mainstream media outlet. It's an organization that very proudly says they want to combine news with activism, right? Every piece of news they put out, it's linked to an action that viewers or readers can take. So that is a stated goal of the organization. So what is the action that Riot hopes people might take once they see your film?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the site itself, they were lovely enough to be brave enough to stand up and say, you know what, it's not so much about being objective. We will say the news, but instead of leaving you depressed after you're done with it, we'll give you the option to do something about it, which I really, you know, really feel feeds into the heart of what it is to be human. But, you know, for the piece itself, this is really about the 16 million people that are in need of assistance inside and outside Syria. You know, the internal and external displacement is breathtaking. It's just absurd. And so ideally, this film exists to show you where people are running from. And this film exists to show you that it's not simply people grabbing for benefits. It's people escaping from hell with whatever they can carry.
What do you think Welcome to Aleppo as a virtual reality film can accomplish that, you know, other imagery of Syria we've seen can't accomplish?
You know, I still believe thoroughly in the power of the still image and in videography, etc. But you know, I think with the deluge of images and reports that have come out of Syria have sort of numbed the rest of the planet to what's actually going on. And, you know, VR interested me because it's actually, it's incredibly intimate. Because instead of just sitting and watching it and then switching off and going to another tab where you watch cat videos or something, you are actively looking around the story that I shot. You are actively engaging with the story. Therefore, you have a vote within it. You are part of it. And if virtual reality can bring any viewer, even 1 millisecond or centimeter, whether it's time or distance involved, closer to the story, then I've done my job.
Well, Christian Stephen is a freelance journalist working with Riot News. He made the virtual reality documentary Welcome to Aleppo. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. It's lovely.